Radio.
As a matter of fact,
we got to get a couple other streaming areas up. Y'all know the drill? If you don't mind telling me, let me know how we're coming in. It's important for us to be heard, because faith comes by hearing, and hearing comes by the word of Yah. And we love to know if y'all are hearing the Most High. Y'all speak and grant us utterance to be able. Thank you very much. Appreciate it, y'all. It's good to be back. Good to be here. I know it's been a little bit of time since we've been on. I would like to say, if I say we've been busy, is that an understatement?
We've been busy.
Seems like we're still working. We're not working to the level the way we used to when we first started, but it does seem like that we're working pretty dang hard.
Yeah.
What do you think?
We still keep our momentum going.
We still keep our momentum going.
There you go.
We are... Thank you, y'all, for giving us the strength. Yeah, we're building. We not only build right now in four locations and four communities at one time. No, five. Do you realize we got building going on in five communities right now? Five of them at one time? Before we get started, hey, don't forget to tell somebody about the live stream. Hit the like button. Please hit the like button to let everybody know that you're here, you support the Straightway Truth. We do appreciate you commenting. We need your support. Tell people to go and subscribe if possible. If you're not a patron, you may want to consider coming over and becoming a patron over there, because, again, I speak about a lot of stuff over there on Patreon, which we are quickly finding out for that freedom of speech and liberty and all this other stuff really truly doesn't exist in America unless you're on a private platform. And then when you're on a private platform, then you can start having, you know, discussions like that and really truly getting down. We are working extremely hard here Straightway. We've been off the last couple of days, not really off. What normally what you all would call work, we call that our off time, if you understand what I mean. We thank y'all, and we can't say it enough, for y'all, you know, y'all's obedience to the Most High Yah and supporting the work of this ministry. It will be an understatement, for me. I can't do it justice about how the Most High Yah just blessed us at the Feast of Weeks, Feast of Pentecost. People delivered as usual. People received the baptism of the Holy Spirit.
Hallelujah.
As usual. Miracle, signs, wonders. You know, the standard operating procedures for those who are born again of the water and of the Spirit. Real true Israelites. Standard operating procedures. If you are in the midst of working and trying to get things working out in your life, it will behoove you to make sure that you want to pay attention to us and try to follow us no matter where we go. We're hoping to put up more channels associated with the Pastor Dial channel and the Straightway Truth Ministry. We do have some changes that we need to make here. If you are choosing to send letters, man, I got to get that promo for Sister Wendy, get that thing changed out, hopefully by next week. We have a new mailing address. It's Highway 632, if you choose to want to write this down. Highway 632, 52 Bypass West. That's Highway 632, 52 Bypass West. Number seven. Lafayette, Tennessee. L-A-F-A-Y-E-T-T-E, Tennessee, 37083. If you are choosing to support the ministry, you can send your checks, money orders, to Straightway Truth Ministry. Straightway Truth Ministry. That's right. 632 Highway 52 bypass. Not B-I, but B-Y pass. My precious brother ugly. By B-Y pass west. Number 7. Lafayette, Tennessee, 37083. I mean, sometimes, you know, your fingers get all mixed up, messed up in that stuff. Of course, we have Cash App, PayPal. You can become a patron. Many, many ways if you choose to support. And we do appreciate it greatly. We have a lot going on. Thank you very much, Brother Ugly. Hallelujah. We have a lot going on. You got any announcements, teacher? Nice shirt.
Thank you.
Nice shield.
Oh, Elder Rufus will be on Blog Talk Radio this first day.
First day, coming up. Elder Rufus has been joining the rotation. He will be on Blog Talk Radio 6 p.m., right?
Yes.
Central Standard Time on Sunday, first day. With the elders. With the elders. The elders will get thin in this ministry. Jesus. We're hoping everybody to meet the conditions of repentance.
Yes.
I hear that Elder Austin is now harassing his ex-wife, allegedly ex-wife, because I don't think he's given her a bill of divorce yet, and trying to mess up her Alimax business. What, teacher, what gets into people? Besides the devil, we know that. But what, you know, you just can't get it any more other way.
It's got to be
devil.
The root.
It's the root. So, you know, it's such a joy. We had like close to, we had close to 600 people at this Passover. I mean, excuse me, at the Feast of Weeks, Pentecost. We had just about 600 people. Now, Teacher Eric is not on the Brother segment. He shouldn't be on the Brother segment because he does a teaching that posts every Sabbath night.
He wanted to be on.
Oh, he wanted to be on.
He's already done half a show.
Oh, he has a show.
Yeah, he had a show before Pentecost, the first day.
Man, I missed that. Okay. Probably because I ended up falling out of sleep. Well, hallelujah. Glad Teacher Eric and Elder Rufus is added to the rotation then. Glory to the King. And y'all forbid me to get in and try to micromanage anything. I can't show you little Hiskaya right now because he is just, Hiskaya is just out. Ain't he sleep? He just out. He didn't have a day today. It's a joy to sit there and watch these little ones through each one of these stages. You know what I mean? It's a joy. Let me see, what other announcements we can possibly have? We don't want to miss nothing. Now, from here on, you know, we're heading and hastening to the fall feast. So we have the rest of May, all of June, all of July, and all of August before we get to September and we head into the fall feast. If you don't have one of these outstanding Hebrew calendars right here, best in the whole entire world. What do you think, Teach?
Good calendar. Very good calendar.
I don't know how. Only thing I can see the way they can top it for next year is they have to find more information because this is just loaded. I mean, Brother Steven took the win. I tell y'all do such an excellent job. Even got events in there, if you know what I mean. But we are, let me see. Let me look here real quick in the trusted calendar. Plus, you have to learn how to read this calendar because it's not like your Gregorian or, shall we say, your Greco-Roman European calendar. This is a biblical calendar, and if you don't really truly understand the shaded areas or anything like that, you're probably going to need a class from the Hebrew. All right, we'll give you one. So one of these Israelites will give you one. But, wow, you mean to tell me, boy, the feast, fall feast is early this year.
Yeah.
Wow, wow, wow.
I thought it was early.
Feast of Trumpets. Kicking off the 7th of September. Then the Day of Atonement, the 16th. And then the first Day of Tabernacles, the 21st to the 20th, all of September. This is going to be one long debt season. Huh? Really appreciate Straightway Ministry. Would love to join Sabbath service if you'll have me. Please let me know when appropriate to and procedure to join. Well, first of all, C. Shields, where are you located? Where are you at? Are you close enough to be able to come to Shabbat service? That's what we need to know. So type that in there and let us know. Wow. All of September. Man, we got October, November. Woo-wee! It's going to be some dead season. Huh? Wow. Well, that's going to be a long dead season. A long dead season. The way you come about to join the ministry, we don't have a role that you can put your write your name on. There's only one role that really truly counts, and that's if your name written down in Shemaim. We know that we live in a time that we have been influenced greatly by the construction or the construct of being in captivity the way that our captors have taught us to think. However, we are in the process of restoration or restoring. And with that said, no Israelite is an island unto themselves. We have laws, statutes, and commandments we have to obey. Well, Brother Shields, you're more than welcome to come, but you need to call this number behind me. Leave a message with Elder Douglas Becker, and he will get to you and then give you the ins and outs. We need to know when you're coming, when you're going. We'd be more than happy to have you. We are accountable and often go back to the model again in Egypt.
Yeah.
When Israel was in captivity of Mizraim, were they in captivity together or apart?
Yeah.
When they was delivered out of the land of Mizraim and they journeyed through the Sea of Reeds and went off into the wilderness of sin and ended up in Mount Sinai, did they all march there together or were they apart?
Together.
And when they went into the Babylonian captivity, did they go into the Babylonian captivity together or apart?
Together.
And we can go on and on and on. But now we're in America, we think that we can just, if the Most High God leads us to a place, if he leads us to a place, we think that we have the option to church hop the way we did in Christianity.
Or
go to the church of your choice. Well, just like Teacher Shane said, that's whoring around. We don't do that. We are brothers keepers. We're accountable one to another. And that's just the way it is in the faith. Am I talking right, Teacher?
Right.
I'm talking right. I hear that there's a false doctrine that's going around. And mind you, I don't know all the details of it, but I'm going to go ahead and hit it right now. I hear there's a false doctrine going around that says that all males do not have to appear before the feast, but they can just have leader representation. Now, whoever asserts this poison and whoever asserts this junk and this mess is of Satan, Antichrist. And we just can't call it Deuteronomy 16:16. Just got to call it for what it is. And I keep trying to tell everybody over and over and over again that there are, as if there may be in this world, in essence, so many different kinds of voices. And none of these voices are without significance, but every single voice has a reason. But the Bible teaches us that if we hear a voice, or we hear a trumpet and it gives an uncertain sound, how can we, or how shall we prepare ourselves to battle?
True.
But make no mistake about it, every voice has a meaning, and when somebody is spewing and spitting something, I need to get everybody to comprehend and understand this. Anytime something comes out of your mouth, it's coming from a spirit. Did you hear that?
Oh, yeah.
You are a spirit. Y'all is a spirit. There are demonic spirits.
Yes.
And a fool uttereth all of his mind.
Yeah.
But Deuteronomy 16:16, we're going to go to the law, and of course the book says to the law and to the testimony. If they don't speak according to this word, it's because there is no light in them at all. That's Isaiah 8:20. But we're in Deuteronomy 16:16, and let's just hear what the law of the Most High, Yah, has to say. You know the one that's the same yesterday, today, and forever, the one that don't change. Come on, teach with it.
Three times.
Well, how many times?
Three.
Three times in what?
In a year.
Three times in a calendar year. Or let's say three times in a year. Come on.
Shall all males.
Some males.
All males.
Just males that have leadership and authority.
All your males.
Just males that people who represent you as leadership and authority.
All your males.
Just elders.
All males.
Prophets.
All males.
Deacons.
All males.
Priests.
All males.
Pastors.
All males.
Teachers.
All males.
Captains.
All males.
Elders.
All.
All males.
All.
That's commandment, right?
That's it. Written.
Now, to understand that in a generic form, we have many people come up with many different forms of doctrine. And I often preface this when, you know, we done been through all this. I'm going to let y'all know we've been through all this. We have celebrated the feast where we wouldn't even let the sisters come. We have celebrated the feast where we separate the brothers and put the sisters in the kitchen. We have celebrated the feast. I mean, we teach, you know, we get close to 30 years. You think they would amount to something.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
We strive.
You ever heard that? Been there and done that before? Monkey Bastard, thank you, my brother. Everybody on Super Chat, thank y'all very much. Have y'all ever heard, been there, done it? And we finally come to the understanding that guess who was there taking the Passover, the first Passover in Mizraim? Why, the women and children were. They all had to be locked in the house.
Yes.
Because if they wasn't, the death angel would have killed them.
Yes.
And he said, when I strike the blood on three sides of the doorpost, and when I see the blood, I'll pass over you. You understand that?
Yes.
Ooh. Bless y'all. So he said, three times in a year shall all males appear before what?
Yahweh.
Before who?
Yahweh.
Come on.
Thy Elohim, in the place which he shall choose.
In the place which who shall choose?
Yahweh shall choose.
You hear that? So I don't comprehend what's so hard about this. I don't. Thank you, Brother Brown. Thank you, Brother Galen. Teacher, what is so hard about that?
Nothing hard. Way it's just hard on that.
Beware of false teachers.
Yes.
Go to Colossians 2:8. I'm trying to get started on something else before we get started, but this is at the forefront right now. Go to Colossians 2:8. Y'all have your Bibles. You're going to need your book. Come on.
Beware.
For what?
Lest any man.
Any what?
Man.
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 Man. Man. Beware lest any man do what, though?
Oh, you.
Oh, yeah, a little bit later. Thank you, honey. Thank you. Keep it warm for me. Beware lest any man spoil you through what?
Philosophy.
So there is this wisdom of the world. There's this alleged knowledge, philosophy, comprehension, Confucian, computing, calculating, and all this other stuff, right? Wow. Read on, man. It baffles me. You understand what I mean?
Uh-huh.
Come on.
Spoil you.
Through what?
Through philosophy.
And
vain deceit.
Vain deceit is just flat out lying. And ain't no need in dressing it up. And who is a liar that he did deny that Yahshua is Christ? Come on.
After the tradition of men.
So there are traditions of men that genders to lies. Is that right?
Yeah.
Come on.
After the rudiments of the world.
After the rudiments of the world, laws of the world, but what else?
And not after Christ.
Beware means be warned. I'm telling y'all, if we get wind of any false doctrine, we're going to hit it head on. And all those, when I mean hit it head on, you're going to see me calling names. I'm calling folks out. Because as we get further down the line, this spirit of anti-Messiah is getting bold. You understand what I mean? This thing is getting bold. Do you remember where I used to preach 20 years ago? I'm going to have to go back to that. I'm going to have to revert back to that. Gloves off. Bare knuckle. Well, yeah, but it's just bare knuckle. We got through the damn generation. It's just too stiff, too stout-hearted, too stubborn, too stiff-neck. I mean, what is it going to take to deliver us? What is it going to take to save us from this untoward generation? Does anybody know? Wow. Does anybody know? Whew. I'll tell you, what I see and I hear things concerning the way things are going and how that there's a spirit is always seeking some way, somehow, to get into the ear. And it always searches out the weak ones to try to put an offense in them. You know what I mean? To try to get them to be carried away with dissimulation. Man, oh man, oh man. Let me tell y'all, if anybody in this ministry speaks something to y'all other than what we preach and teach, not only let them be accursed, but let us know. Let us know so we can show y'all how to deal with the devil head on. Because the devil, he want to do it in secret, but we're going to do it in the open. I'm telling you. 2 Thessalonians chapter 2. We're going to get this groundwork out of the way. We're going to move on here, all right? All men don't have your best interest in mind. Don't get to tell everybody around you. We're on Straightway Live. We're on Facebook at the Charles Dowell channel. We're at the Facebook page, the University of the Straightway Truth, Straightway Truth. Pastor Dow channel. We got to get on the other one, man.
Yeah, that's the one we got to repair.
Oh, it's got to be repaired, okay. We're on the switchboard right now, and I'm going to be using the other stream to try to get familiar with during the week, and we'll use this one right here because it works very well, and people are familiar with this until we can do a proper changeover. Bless you, Shepherd, D. Harris says. Thank you for everything you do for us. We officially closed on our home in Texas. And 100K debt was paid off from the IRS. We are able to break even. That means you're free.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes. Even. Yes.
You're in our prayers. from the house of Brother Willie. Bless you, Brother Willie.
Hallelujah.
Bless you, bless you, bless you. I'm glad. Now, what, I mean, you can always, until the time being, you can always rent a place. You can always, but can't you breathe now? Ain't the bar serving to the limit? Can't you breathe now?
Oh,
that black weight of debt. Man. I did not used to have a thing that says, freedom! Shoot. Can't say enough. Thank you, Yah. Thank you, Yah.
Hallelujah.
Brother Gideon has asked me to do it. I'm gonna do it anyway. I'm gonna try to do give detailed videos, cause be the Father's will. Brother Daniel from Indiana. Some brothers from Straightway, Georgia. Part of crew from Straightway, Tennessee. We're going to be in Straightway, Kentucky, up there with Elder Mitchell and the Saints up there. We got a massive building. We got to put it down. Ain't no two ways about it. Got to put it down. We're going to be up there and see what type of dent we can put in within 3 days. You think we'll be able to put a little dent in it? And this is just regular block. This ain't split face block. We'll be able to put a little dent in it, won't we?
Circuit going, right?
So you make sure Elder Mystic tells Sister Erica, oh, wait a minute, she's still on purification. Well, you tell those sisters, make sure they feed us good. Don't worry about it. I'm bringing Mama Nellie up there with me. She's going to make sure we get fed good. Because she's going to be in their ass. I get to see my granddaughter, Salome. Big old cheeks, boy. Them babies, they start small, but boy, they sure to get fat quick, don't they? Gee, man, look like you stick a needle in them and boom, they just blow up on you. Just love the little babies, man. Love to see the generation behind us. You ever thought, man, we'd be this old sitting there and watching another generation born 50 years after us? 50-something years after us, teacher. And then, don't you know, a few of them are going to have enough wisdom and knowledge providing that Yahshua hadn't come by then, but we hope that he does. And if he is, they're going to look back and say, you know, all these buildings was built by our ancestors. That's why I like taking these pictures, so they can point and see all the people who were there involved in help bringing forth infrastructure.
Yeah.
So that they already have it in place, so when they bring a dollar in, it comes straight into the community.
Yes.
And not going out there into that world. That's what the rich folks and everybody do. They prepare an inheritance. A righteous man prepares an inheritance. And, of course, everybody here, all you got to do is just see the vision. What's wrong with the vision, teach? Shabbat shalom and blessings, Pastor Dow, and all the saints, hallelujah. We got to set up, and we're going to have communities. One community is going to be in charge of the cattle operation. Another community is going to be in charge of the chicken butchering operation. Another community is going to be in charge of the major, all the community is still going to do its own produce, but be in charge of the major producing produce to disseminate to all the communities. Can you imagine that? And another community is going to be in charge of goats and sheep. Can you imagine? Can you imagine that when you get produce, and, of course, we got to learn how to, because we get bread, organic flour from the Amish and the Mennonites. Well, can you imagine how much of that grocery bill it saves us when we raise our own meat birds, have our own layers, butcher our own cattle, and we talking about, we got some men this year mixed with black Angus. And Jacob, man, we're going to do something with him. He's just too dang big. That's not one of them heifers that we, either that we're going to get some chalets. We're going to get some heifers. We're going to get some women. We got to get some big women cow to handle that big bull, bro.
Yeah.
Because these little black angels, I feel sorry for them little things. But that cow produces good meat. We had a brother. Most people don't know what manager is. He sent it as an offering during the feast. How many other assemblies you know out there teach that actually accepts? Thank you, monkey bastard. As a matter of fact, remember what I keep that thought I'm talking about, okay? My brother, I've had a couple of brothers ask me if I would go over a couple of my weapon platforms. I can only do it on the Patreon channel, because if I started taking my weapon and showing it to you right now, YouTube would cut the live feed.
Yes.
They would literally cut the long as it's sitting back there doing nothing. But as soon as I was set up and start short, we lost feed. It's gone. We got zeros back, us teach. Stream is offline. Down the bananas. Okay. All right, we're back up. Sorry, how do you explain it?
It's little
hiccups. Teach says little hiccups. Y'all have to refresh. Can you go and check to make sure they're on in there, teach? But I would love to go over my weapon apparatus, my couple of systems in here, but I can't do it on this live feed because YouTube will cut the feed. So on my Patreon platform, and I don't know if I'm going to be able to upload many videos next week, at least for half of the week, because I'm going to be in Straightway Kentucky East, and they so far out yonder and over there that I don't think at all whatsoever at all that we can even get signal to upload videos. So you have to wait till the following week when I get back, and we'll put them at the $50 and $100 level because the videos is just entirely too important for us to stick out here for the world. Now, it's only my recommendation. It's only what I do. I've had many different weapon systems, but we got two men in the ministry that's a hell of a lot more of a weapon expert than I am, even though I qualify as an expert on many, many different weapons. They know more about weapons. They've been in the game. They just got out of the game. I've been out of the game for over 25 years. So technology and time and everything has changed. So Frogman and Ranger, Brother Gideon, you want to know anything about weapons or anything it is, and I'm still trying to get down a couple of moves that Frogman showed us as far as manipulating that safety. Because, man, that's pretty tough. But it'll become memory. It'll become memory. The new fitness video was a great addition. I did a new fitness video. Oh, what I was talking about.
Yeah.
How to lose weight. Oh, okay. You know, y'all got to understand, we're bombarded. There's like a couple of thousand of you and only one of us. So we have a lot of things we have to do with. But we're going to deal with that. Hey, y'all, man, I remember there used to be a time, man, we used to have almost 1,000, 2,000 people on this live chat. We down to 371 or 400. I know it's spring and summertime. You usually get more in the winter because people are cold and they're on the inside. But, wow, what people are doing on the Shabbat or getting ready for the Shabbat, huh? But I'm going to tell you right now, Patreon is where you want to be because when I was in YouTube jail, I posted so many videos up at Patreon that people, they couldn't even keep up. Huh? All right, we'll keep your family in prayer, but all right. You know, we're not these Christians. There's no such thing as an unspoken prayer. The Bible says make or let your request be known. Where was we at? I called something, what, 2 Thessalonians?
2
Thessalonians 2.
Talking about manager.
Oh, manager. We had a brother give us, at the Feast of Passover, a manager fool. Most people don't know what that is. The manager, according to meat quality, bless you, Brother David, is a manager would be, I guess it would be right under Wagyu. I think Wagyu is like the top of the line beef, and then manager, then Black Angus, and then you start
declining
on down from there. But them are the three top beefs that there are. And of course, one thing I want to make sure that we do, I'm going to make sure that we have fish. I know I'm going to go out on a limb. I'm going to try my best to make sure we have fish at least once a week at the community. We need fish. Because we need to make sure that we're getting omega-3, 6, 9 from a natural source. Yeah. Well, I can promise you one thing. It won't be a shortage of freshwater fish. Because, man, with these brothers, when all of us get blessed with this boat coming, I'm going to have to fight to make sure we keep people working. Your work ethic is going to meet and warrant you being able to go fishing. How about that? Hallelujah. Song Past almost done downloading your whole channel. 4 more years of content to go. Hey, I'd like to tell y'all something. I've already got 2 people that's already done downloaded the whole channel. However, I don't want to discourage you. You send in your hard drive, and because you didn't get it in time, I will at least give you anywhere between $300 and $500. How about that, fair, isn't it? Because the more backups we can do, the more it's better for us. Because when I upload these, we got 2 more Pastor Dow channels that's going to be coming online. And I'm just going to start, or I'm going to turn it over to somebody to just start uploading videos, just start doing it on that channel, and just start sending them out left and right so that the information is out there and it won't be lost. One thing about us is you got to understand, when YouTube or Facebook or some of these other people, when they ban channels, they do it unmercifully. You lose content. Can you imagine us losing content from 2008 all the way up to now?
A lot of content.
We've been on YouTube for 13 years. 13 years. Ringo. Been on there since 2006. 15 years. Can you imagine losing all that content? This is because somebody said, poof. Now, don't worry about it. Every video we ever made, we have it on some computer somewhere. I promise you. Brother Shane got a hard drive probably about almost 6 feet tall. That's including archive teachings.
Yes.
When Pastor Dow was 30 years old. Can y'all imagine? Can y'all imagine going back and listening to preaching and teaching when Pastor Dow was like 31, 32, 33, 34, 35? Some of them you can see on YouTube. But having a whole plethora of those teachings, teacher Shane teaching, same age, we got, man, what is Kobe and Wagyu? Oh, man. Well, Wagyu, man, if you don't, a woman, sorry, if you don't know what that is, I ain't got time to break it down for you right now. But we're talking about if you go out west of Texas and you used to go to one of these real true roadhouses or real true steakhouses, you're not going to get a steak plate for less than $120. You can't get one bought to you for less than $120. No, I don't think I was a little bit more calm back then. I think I was a little bit more rougher. And people just don't know it. But wisdom is justified of our own. And we'll leave it at that. We're hoping the day when y'all's wicked ass Canadian government up there will open up the borders. Isn't that amazing? We can't go to Canadian. It's not considered a third, or Canada, it's not considered a third world country. But we can go to Mexico. How ass backwards is that? Yeah, it's broke big time.
It's really broke.
You can say it's broke again. It makes no sense. Nonsense. How y'all liking the Biden administration right now? I tell you, the most popular president. Can you imagine this booger can't talk. He can't walk. He can't breathe. He can't do a damn thing. He can't even drive his own vehicle. He can't do shit right. But the most popular president in the history of the United States of America, Joe Biden! and where is incognito Kamala Harris? Incognito? This stuff is funny. To the point of crying, in a matter of 4 months, we have digressed 10 years. Gas prices off the hill. The border is out of control. We have a war in the Middle East, and I mean the Middle East. Huh? We are knee-deep in hyperinflation, and we can't even see it because they keep on giving free money out. And we are in a Great Depression. You're going to see it. Mark Pastor Dow words. I tried to talk a little bit about that today during the live feed I did. Interest rates is going up. That means a lot of your family members are getting ready to get out on the street. Because whenever you're trying to print all this money to make life easy, you can't suppress the economy. Look, listen. Can I talk to us just for a moment? Common sense. Normally I will put this on a video. Can I talk to us just for a moment? Can I? Yeah, keep dealing with them, Elder. And just tell them to keep listening. Can I talk to us for a moment? They have allegedly opened up the economy. You heard what I said, right, Teach? I said allegedly open up the economy.
How do you do that?
Watch this. Meaning that restaurants, businesses, small business, whatever it is, they're opening up. Hold on. Pastor Dow, I watched your interview testimony, which inspired me to watch, preach the word good. Glory. Yeah, you got that right, monkey bastard. And he put his ass in a nursing home, for real. But, if you go to a restaurant right now, if you go to business, since they open up the economy, how much waste do you think they're going to have? By just being open with, there's not many people coming in and patronizing their business. How much? If you ain't got no damn body coming to the business and we just not open it up, how much waste are they going to have? It's just like they're starting off brand new again. That's business ethic 101. Now, the latest trend in the United States of America, are you ready for this? I talked to Brother Delano. He works up there at Dollar General, supervisor. He said, man, they're trying to give people a $1,000 sign-on bonus, giving them $3 more an hour, $15, $20 an hour. They come in and work one day and they quit. You know why? you're also going to give you a staggering number. You hear it? You ready? Teacher, you ready? I'm going to give a staggering number. Last month, and last month alone, 440,000 people applied for unemployment benefits. That was just last month. That's not including all the other months in succession. We've got almost 48% of the United States citizenry on welfare benefits handout. And Biden, see, if you have a child, we have $500. You have two of them, you get an additional $500. Where the hell does a broke-ass country like the United States of America get any money to do some shit like that? Mind you, that's coming off the heels of receiving so-called stimulus checks. Sounds like a laxative, don't it? Stimulus, laxative, oh, Jesus. This is unbelievable. And what straightway but preaching and teaching all this time? Self-sufficiency. It's crazy how when you combine your resources and do a little bit of sacrifice. You know, I was just talking the other day with Brother Bud up here. And you know, we got a little guest room across from the gym. I was like, man, if I was a single brother, that shit, I could live in that room right there by myself. Easy. No problem. No, why? Just me. No problem whatsoever at all. Oh, by the way, we got a neighbor that decided to call the Environmental Protection Agency on us. I can't wait till I see him. I cannot wait till I see him face to face. I drove past twice today. Truck is there. I want to make sure he was there. I want to see because I want to ask him the question. I want to look at him eyeball to eyeball, and I purposely slowed down and eyeball just to make sure I could see if he was there. I had one of my sides with me. Because I want to ask them questions of my own damn. I want to get to them before Brent and Bud does. Or you get to them. I want to get to them. I want to ask. I want to see in his eyes. I want to see it myself. You start doing some crap like that. We've been neighbor allegedly for 20-something years. Now we enemies. We're flat-out enemies. I can tell you that right now. We're flat-out enemies. Bless and thank you all y'all for over there contributing by PayPal, the Most High. Y'all bless y'all dearly. Listen, has not y'all life greatly improved since you've been part of Straightway Truth Ministry? You don't understand how much of a blessing it is for me to be able to look out amongst the congregation and see women that look like women? What I see today out here in this world is nothing but disgusting. All these beautiful little children running around. Beautiful. I do, man. Sometimes I just, now I would never let our sisters see. Sometimes I just sit back and look afar off, man, and look at our sisters. I think, look at this. Just look at this. I can tell the difference from a male and a female afar off. Well, I'd be damned. Couldn't we do that 100 years ago? Follow peace with all men in holiness, without which no man shall see Yah. Before we go on to 2 Thessalonians, get Hebrews 4 and 4, 5 real quick, all right? And then we'll move on. Yeah, women ain't trying to be men. Women are more masculine than men in this generation. Read, teach.
Hebrews 4.
Yeah, 4 and 5.
For he spake in a certain place of the seventh day on this wise.
Read on.
And Yah did rest the seventh day from all his work.
Come on.
And in this place again, if they shall enter into my rest.
That is, do what?
Enter into my rest.
Come on.
Seeing therefore, it remaineth that some must enter therein. And they to whom it was first preached enter not in because
of what?
Of unbelief.
That's what I'm getting to right there. People just simply don't believe today. Too much damn unbelief. Now go to Hebrews 5:4. Bless you too, Christopher. Glory to the King. Thank all of y'all for your donations out there on Super Chat. Appreciate it. Come on.
No man.
No man does what?
Take dishonor.
Dishonor. Dishonor. Right? No. Some men.
No man.
One man.
No man.
Two men.
No man.
Individual man.
No man.
A man who thinks he's called and approved of God.
No man.
No man takes this honor unto himself. Come on.
But?
But he that what?
He that is called of Yah.
As what?
As was Aaron.
Stop. You ain't getting into this priesthood and getting into this honor of your own damn self.
True.
Only he that's called of Yah.
As.
That means like as.
Mm-hmm.
That means calling like as. Aaron. Who was given the high priest authority.
Yes.
Read on.
So also, Christ glorified not himself to be made a high priest.
Whoo! Now, you know what? Now, let me stop. Because we're going to be in Hebrews. Let's get back over here to 2 Thessalonians. Because if I don't, we're going to be here for a while. Mm-hmm. All right, Summer. Come on in here, babe. 2 Thessalonians chapter 2. Everybody got their Bible? Everybody got their Bible? I want to send a shout out to Straightway Praise Land, Brother Kabir, Brother David. Brother Kabir is doing a work behind the scenes that nobody would ever even know.
Yep.
A wonderful work. God, send a shout out to you, my brother. You know, Brother Kabir, he beat me up that damn mountain, too. Not only did he beat me up that mountain, he smoked me up that mountain. Now, I understand you got 11 years on me, damn it. You understand what I mean? But nevertheless, no excuses. Good God. I was like, man, my cardio needs some work. Brother, we walked a hill that's almost 5 to 6 times this hill. And this hill is something else. That hill, I think what it was, is because that hill was almost a mile long. Nothing but straight up. Yes. Brother, I thought my heart was just breathing out of my mouth, coming back into my lungs, out of my mouth, coming back into my lungs again. And everybody stopped and took breaks. And I don't care if you can sit there, like that asshole. You can stop, try to catch your breath, take 10 more steps, you're back in the same old place again. And you just had to press through. But, man, I tell you what, man. Yeah, I'm raising an NFL footballer. Who in the hell you think I am? I'm an Israelite. Not only that, a former paratrooper. I know I'm old as shit. Damn, but damn. What the hell? Anyway, whatever. Y'all better understand, it's Straightway. We a different breed. Can I use that to be clear? Hold on one second. Open that door for a little bit and let y'all get some of that air. So, I got a new challenge. Whoop. I got a new challenge for everybody. I'm looking at the camera over there, okay? I got a new challenge. Every man in Israel, Pastor Dow challenges you all to a 20 push-up challenge. 20 push-ups. That means your chest has to touch the ground and you got to come all the way up. That's the next challenge. 20. 20 push-ups. Let's go. Let's go, champ. Let's go, champ. 20. I want to see it on Marco Polo. I want to see it. No discharge in this war. No, we ain't doing 50. We ain't trying to put it out of reach of everybody today. What is it? The pridefulness of people today is just...
You said 20.
I said 20. I mean,
ain't no 5 in that number.
God, why would you want to put... This is about building unity in the spirit. I tell you the truth, I don't even give a damn if you don't even make it a 20. Just make it a good attempt, you know, as soon as let's get out of the bag. At least you did make an attempt. Some people won't even attempt it. Isn't that sad? Let's go! But let's just go, Israel! Let's go! Most of you are not familiar with us, but we do stuff like this all the time. What we had? We had a pull-up challenge, and what else we had? We had another challenge. What all these challenges we had? We had a bunch of challenges going on here before COVID. We had a bunch of them, boy. It was just ridiculous the type of challenges we had going on. It was ridiculous. All right, 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 1, we've been tearing for a little bit. Let's get to it, Teach. Come on, let's go.
Now we beseech you, brethren.
Yeah, that's a new saying in Straightway, but it's not a new saying amongst veterans. The new saying is embrace the suck. Now, all the Goshen better get 20. You can get 21 for good measure, but you better get 20, and it better be 20 good ones. Your chest better hit the ground, and you better lock out at the top. Hallelujah! Let's go, champ! And it better be recorded! All right, back. Come on, 2 Thessalonians.
Now we beseech you, brethren.
We invite, we invoke you, we call you near. Come on.
By the coming of our Savior, Jesus Christ.
So everything, this whole focus is about the coming of Yahshua. Is that right? Come on with it. Thank you, buddy, Alderman Dean. Come on.
And by our gathering together, together unto him.
Come on.
That you be not soon shaken in mind.
Stop. Teach. We've been around a long time. When people come up with these damn off-the-wall so-called revelations that don't even agree with the sum of the ecclesiastical authority who has been given charge to adjudicate matters in Israel, is that not the first thing that happens when people start getting all this foreign shit spit into them?
Oh, yes,
it is. It shakes their mind?
Yes.
And then they go away troubled in spirit?
Yes.
Come on, D.
Neither by spirit.
Uh-huh.
Nor by word.
Come on.
Nor by letter as from us.
Read.
That the day of Messiah is at hand.
Read.
Let no man deceive you.
Come on.
By any means. For that day shall not come, except there come a falling away first.
Whoa. That day. Oh, and by the way, Elder Rufus is right. Nobody better not be doing no damn push-ups on the Shabbat. You can't be that stupid. You can't be that stupid. Come on.
Well, that day shall not come.
Unless what?
Except there come a falling away first.
Now, listen. When it talks about a falling away, it's talking about falling away from the faith. And we keep trying to tell y'all over and over again. Listen very closely. I'm not an island to myself. Teacher Shane's not an island to himself. Nobody in Israel is an island to himself. Iron sharpens iron. Since I've been around that man, I've been able to get stronger every year. I'm sure you can say the same thing with me.
Likewise.
That is the grand design of the Most High God.
Yes.
Brothers and sisters on communities, we stake it out. Sometimes we have offenses, crossways. But we don't run from it. We stake it out. Because iron sharpens iron. Does this make sense?
Yes.
Thank you, Sister Sheila. Bless you. Read on.
And that man of sin be revealed.
The man of sin is going to do what?
Be revealed.
Be revealed. Come on.
The son of perdition.
So, we read all that to say that there's a spirit that's going to come that's going to try to shake you in mind or cause you to be troubled in spirit. Don't fall for none of that mess. Don't fall for it. If you don't come straight from the leadership, the straight way, discard it and throw it away. Is that safe?
Right.
Now, I got something we're going to deal with here. Let me see if I can find it real quick, Teach. I got some whippersnapper on Facebook. For some reason, I don't know what is wrong with this generation. Listen, if I say Hebrew, can somebody type in culture? If I say Israelite, can somebody type in the people? If I say Yah chosen, type in me. Now, we know, according to the word, let me see if I can pull that up a second. Exodus chapter 5, verse 3. Won't y'all listen in? Everybody listen to this. Please listen. And send this feed out to your family, your friends, your enemies. Everybody hates you. Exodus chapter 5, verse 3, reteach.
And they said.
And what did he say?
The Elohim of the Hebrews.
The Elohim of the Assyrians.
The Hebrews.
The Babylonians.
Hebrews.
The Romans.
Hebrews.
The Greeks.
Hebrews.
The Americans.
Hebrews.
British.
Hebrews.
Japanese.
Hebrews.
Chinese.
Hebrews.
Philippines.
Hebrews.
Canadians.
Hebrews.
Mexicans.
Hebrews.
Broadway.
Hebrews.
Is anybody getting the picture? Africans.
Hebrews.
Hutus.
Hebrews.
Zulus.
Hebrews.
Tutus.
Hebrews.
Anybody getting it? Y'all getting the picture by now, right? The Elohim of the Hebrews. Meaning he is only the God or the authority or the mighty one or the creator of one people alone. That's just so I know who we all be. Israel. We are that mixed multitude that the Most High Yah is called. Alright? The God of Hebrews. I don't understand for the life of me why the subject of polygyny. Some people call it polygamy. Polygamy is not in the Bible. Polygamy and serial polygamy is what the world does. Had a discussion the other day with someone. And they said, I believe in equality for men and women. I said, you do? I said, if you believe in equality for men and women, I said, what about equality in the courts? What do you mean? I mean, after all, if you're married to a husband, both of y'all decide to dissolve it, just divide everything equally. I mean, after all, you don't get the children. You don't get paid. If you are the breadwinner, the primary breadwinner, then you have to pay him spousal support, and he gets the children. So basically, the only equality we believe in is whatever convenient to us. You are basically. The Bible is not a Christian book. Teacher saying, is the Bible a Christian book?
No, it never has been, never will be.
Teacher, you want to come over and say it to them because they ain't going to believe it. I mean,
sometimes you got to have witnesses where they can see. There ain't no to the point where they can hear, they got to see it. So I asked way over here, is the Bible a Christian book?
No, it is not a Christian book. Never has been, never will be.
Was Moses a Christian?
Moses was not a Christian.
What about Jacob?
Jacob was not a Christian.
What about Abraham?
Abraham was not a Christian.
But he was the father of a faith, teacher.
Yes, he was.
What about David? King David had to be a Christian.
No. No way.
The prophets. I know that they were Christians.
No, the prophets were not Christians.
Okay. We know that Jesus came to save his people from their sins, right?
His people.
And it had to be Christians.
No, he didn't say Christians. He wasn't a Christian.
I read in the book of Acts where it said that they mistaken Paul to be an Egyptian, but did Paul at any time call himself a Christian?
No, he called himself a Hebrew of the Hebrew.
Ooh.
Pharisee of the Pharisee.
Jesus.
Oh. That was in the New Testament, too.
New Testament.
Hebrews.
New Testament. New Testament. Thank you, my brother. So, we wanted to put that out there real quick, because if I say it, you already got enemies already lined up, and you quickly becoming on the most wanted list, too.
Oh, well.
You climbing the ladder.
Good company.
People, something else. Y'all folks are something. I'll tell you what, America is some of the most duped, dumb, stupid, ignorant people I ever met in my damn lifetime.
I mean.
When it comes to the word. Listen, I love y'all enough to tell y'all the truth. That's the only thing I'm going to say. I really, truly do. But check this out. All right, so let me pull this down. I got some ignoramus. I want y'all to see something here. Y'all going to fall out when y'all see this. I think this is, y'all see this right here? This is, look what it says. The book of so-called alleged Jacob. Chapter 2.
Don't worry about it, teacher.
You appreciate though. Jacob, chapter 2, right here. You want to come over here, teach, for a second. Check this out. Don't look at this. And let's see what Jacob, chapter 2, this is what he's promoting on
us. Pseudograph.
This ain't no, what the hell is this? Got the whole damn thing highlighted, too, look. So we're going to start over at verse 22. Look what it says right here, verse 22. Jacob chapter 2, y'all watch this now, because he's going to try to use the book of Jacob to condemn polygyny. Let's see what it says. It says, and now I will make an end of speaking unto you concerning this pride. Notice, this pride. And were it not that I must speak unto you concerning a grosser crime. You hear that? What kind of crime?
Grosser.
A grosser crime. My heart would rejoice exceedingly because of you. But the word of God burdens me because of your grosser crimes. For behold, thus has the Lord. That's what they're saying now. These people begin to wax in iniquity. They understand not the scriptures. You hear that?
Mm-hmm.
They say they wax in iniquity and they don't understand one thing. What is that?
The scriptures.
And mind you, we through patience and comfort of hope might find hope in the scriptures, right?
Mm-hmm.
For they seek to excuse themselves in committing whoredoms because of the things which were written concerning David and Solomon his son. For look, behold, David and Solomon, truly had many wives and concubines, which thing was abominable before me, saith the Lord. Saith the Lord! Now the Lord said that now. Only one problem. We have so many witnesses in the law and the prophets. And if they're so abominable, why would Yahweh himself, who claimed to be married to two, a whole and a whole of them, and they were his? You know, Yah had two wives. And why would Yah tell David in 2 Samuel chapter 2, verse 12, 2 Samuel chapter 12, why would Yah turn around and tell Samuel that if you were to, you know, through the prophet Nathan, that David, if you wanted more wives, I would have given them to you. And why would he say that if any man have two wives over in the book of Exodus and Deuteronomy? And why would Abraham, the father of the faith, have wives and concubines? Now, wait, they said he understood the scripture. This is what he said. Somebody lying on Yah.
Why would he birth a nation out of Jacob at four?
Yeah, a polygyny. Teach, you trying to start something all day. You better be quiet, what you better do. Thank you, Ranger, for the offer. Teach said, why would the Most High Yah birth a nation, Israel? And mind you, none of them were called stepchildren. They all were the children of Israel. As a matter of fact, when Jacob had 12 sons by four women,
oh, it's written.
Israel, 12 sons by. Guess at the end of the book what you're going to see. You're going to see 12 gates to the four women's sons.
Uh-oh.
12 gates to the city. You better hope you enter in at one of them gates. Huh? You better, at that day, I guarantee you'll be glad to be polygyny. You better be glad. You better be glad. Note the book of Hosea talking about 12 gates.
Mm-hmm.
You people are stupid and dumb beyond all belief. I believe it. I understand there's an offense. You don't want to come to the knowledge of the truth. It's too painful. I get it. Pride, real truth, it has to be set aside. Facts and truth have to reign. This is not a hypergamy ministry. What that means is that, okay, if a woman is making equal amount of value and she's bringing the same thing to the table, then the man brings the same thing, then you think hypergamy, that's what it is. You both are equal in that measure. Who the hell told you that stupid stuff? And you got some ignoramuses out there believe that the Book of Mormons is actually inspired scripture. Usually the people that come across this stuff, they don't have the baptism of the Holy Spirit. Ain't never had the Holy Spirit. So why would Jacob, did they come from the Book of Jacob? Think about this for a damn second. It came from the, I'm going to pull it up again. Where is it? Oh, shoot. Teach, where did it go? There it is. Does it not look Jacob? Why would Jacob write something as in right here, verse 24? Behold, David and Solomon truly had many wives and concubines, which thing was abominable to me before me, saith the Lord. Why in the hell would Jacob, the progenitor of Israel, the 12 tribes of Israel, who had wives, Rachel and Leah, and concubines, why would he write something like that? Is that not damn nonsensical and stupid and foolish as hell? This is the rhetoric. This is the stupidity. This is the nonsensical perspective and point of view. Here he go to Texas Top sharpshooting and ad hominem all day long.
I mean,
ooh, the dismal ignorance is just all. Jacob wrote that. Who has why they caught the behind and made 12 stripes out of 4 white? He wrote that.
He wrote
that. He condemned his own damn self. Oh, man. And remember Yahweh Elohim the same yesterday, today, and full. It is crazy what's going on in this world today. Teacher, I don't know what to do about this anymore. I do know one thing, though. We're going to get out here early tonight, bring in the Lions Den. Lions Den is coming on, right? Lions Den coming on. We're at 465. Man, we're almost at 500, man. We're doing pretty good this night. But it says Jacob is a Mormon prophet. There is no such thing as a Mormon prophet. Now, I will tell you how stupid and nonsensical this is. Do you not know that the Book of Mormon and the people in Utah who support the Book of Mormon and Mormon,
Moroni,
you know, do y'all understand that that is a polygynous society?
Very much.
They got them all, boy. Woo! Wait!
They get down.
Man! I tell you, man, the nonsense. You've got to be a fool! I know what Satan is doing. He's flooding the market with stupidity.
Oh, yeah.
And ignorance, knowing that a few people are going to bite off on
it. Oh, yeah. Familiar spirits will love
it. Well, send a shout-out to our family in the Philippines. Mm-hmm. Shout-out to each and every last one of y'all. Y'all growing in glory and grace. Thank y'all. Bless y'all. Thank y'all.
Brother Vernon, Brother Gabriel. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
This May.
We'll send a shout-out to Brother Mike and a couple of brothers been adding over there in England.
Yes, hallelujah.
British England, hallelujah. I think y'all got shafted, man. I heard that Fury and Wilder's getting ready to box again in June or July, and they just passed up Jacobs. Joshua Jacobs, I think is his name, Joshua. Should be Joshua and Fury fighting, but, hey, that's the way it is. But, man, we got Brother Mike and the brother over there in England. Shout out. Got a couple of new brothers in Germany. Glory to the King. Shout out to all our brothers and sisters in the continent of Africa.
Hallelujah.
Most High bless y'all. And our brothers and sisters in Jamaica.
Yeah.
Wah, wah. It's all Ivory, man. Hey! Blessed be the name of the Lord.
And forgive Columbia.
Columbia, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And Brother Juan.
Oh, yeah.
Over there in Columbia. And over in Columbia. Elder Doug, remind me too, man. I think you got it, but it's time for us to send him something again. Time to send Brother Juan something over in Columbia. Hallelujah. Hope he's married and got some children by now. Bro Juan, you hope you got some children over in Columbia. You got some children? You better have some children. Hope you married and have some children. Dang. People try to tell us that we, check this out. Here's another charges levy against us teacher. We try to keep people from being married. Can you believe that? I don't care how many marriages we post up on here, how many ceremonies we have. It's just unbelievable.
Okay.
I guess if people mouth moving, and if they lie, it makes no difference as long as it's moving. Hallelujah. And we bless. Did you hook up with Tamu and him? He wants cryptocurrencies for the. You got his thing. I got it because I got to give it to Daryl. He read have the payment in cryptocurrency. So I'll give it to Brother Daryl tomorrow. Shout out to all the saints in Canada. Glory to the King. Shout out to all the saints in Mexico. Yeah, send it to me, okay? What the hell was that? That's his crypto address?
I think so.
That's Litecoin. I don't have Litecoin. Oh, okay. That's what he's... We'll find out what it is.
We'll find out,
man. Man, shout out to all the saints up in Alaska. Hey, we got some more saints in Hawaii now, too, that's come online.
Oh, yeah.
So, you know, since Carol been gone since, 13? So we got some more saints in... Hey, bless Brother Ugly. Y'all hold it down and bless Brother Dwayne and the children. Sister Jane, all of y'all, glory to the King. Brother Steve, Sister Wenda, glory, hallelujah, and all the new saints up there in Canada, glory to the King. Be glad when y'all wicked-ass country decide to open up the damn borders, but man, y'all leadership is, our leadership, we know we jacked up, but y'all are really jacked. Tomorrow's going to bring us, but I will tell you this. Hallelujah. Saints, I do appreciate. Listen to me. Before I go into appreciation, listen to me. If y'all see me not posting on YouTube for a week or it seemed like it went silent or dark, note that I'm probably in YouTube jail again. And every single time I'm in YouTube jail, they tell me I keep putting out medical misinformation. That last one is just not justified at all. You know the reason why? I didn't even post it.
Yeah, that's wrong.
That's really bad.
Yeah.
I put it up there and let it set up there for evaluation, and they banned me. Nobody saw it. But it is out on Patreon and other apparatus. It's on Rumble. I think it's on Rumble. And we're going to post a whole lot of videos on Rumble first day. Okay? To get it going, excuse me. But more than anything, y'all need to stay connected to Straightway Live at the back of anything Straightway because we're trying to move everything to the website. We're working on getting our own live feed at straightway.com. That's what we're working on. Brother Steve up in Canada, I need you to get in touch with Michael Israel in Florida. We're trying to put our own chat and our own feed and our own live feed on the website. That's what we're trying to do. I know you're busy, my brother. We're trying to do all that because we're trying to move everything from YouTube, everything from every other outside source and put it directly to our channel. So if people don't want to see it, they can go directly to straightway.com. What's wrong with that?
What's wrong with that?
Can't nobody ban us and block us then.
Except us.
That's what we're trying to do.
Yes.
Too much censorship.
Yes.
The job is too much censorship. Hallelujah. Yep. Yeah. All right. So, is the Lion's Den coming on? Anybody see anything on the feed about the Lion's Den?
I've never seen nothing.
Live Dead coming on. I will tell you this, man. My little son is Kaya. Man, no. It ain't coming on tonight?
No, I don't see nothing to say that he ain't.
Oh, it is coming on. Man, I tell you, I so enjoy my little son. Man, do I enjoy it? It's Kaya. This guy had never got so many fist bumps in all his life, this piece. People come to his guy, boom, he come on, man, he's 7 months old. He don't know what the hell's going on. He just there. put a breast. I heard he'd been groping women's breasts. And you put that in front of them. You put some milk in front of them. Yeah, oh, yeah. Food? he got that down. He got that down. But it's a joy. Children are a joy. They really truly are.
They are.
Especially if they're raised right.
Yes.
Hallelujah. I tell you what, if a man disagrees with polygyny, I question his manhood. Because the majority of the women been in polygyny and don't even know it. Listen, if you had a boy, more than one boyfriend or girlfriend, you've been in polygyny. It all depends on the way you look at it. A woman, you only designed for one man in your whole life. Now, providing if you are a widow or divorced or war bride, or, you know, there's exceptions. But if you don't fit in any of them categories, you're home. I didn't say nothing negative derogatory. I mean, y'all say whores.
Yep.
Gave us one in the old and one in the new to prove that he said, oh, man, they gave quite a few in the Old Testament, don't you? We're trying to restore. I don't give a shit about, can I say this right and be fair? I truly don't give a shit about your past. Your past don't mean a damn thing to me. Repent, get it right. You can't do a damn thing about it. It's already done. That's the only thing Satan that can condemn you on, but he can't condemn you on nothing going forward. And I press toward the mark of the prize of the high calling of Yah in Yahshua HaMashiach. So what, you divorce? I just did a teaching on divorce. I don't know if I can back it up this time, but we'll see what the most out of Yah. But I'm coming back around full-fledged with it, though. Yah is a divorcee. In case y'all didn't know that, Yahweh himself is a divorcee. You know one thing, you're going to get the balance and the truth here. Tradition don't stand a snowball chance in hell against us. We are men of truth over here. Hallelujah. Jordan says, Pastor, glory to the King. All right, hey. We're hoping to have the new promos up next week. We don't know how we're going to do because I think myself, Brother Brent, I can't take every brother from the land, man. I can't. I just got to take a few of us. Teacher Shane. We got a lot of work to do on this land. I can't take everybody. I'll figure out who's going. We got a 3-4-day journey up at Straightway Truth or Straightway Kentucky East up there. We got a big building to lay. And we have a hell of a lot of building material to carry. We're going to take the dude. Got a little bit of take on us. No, we don't brew our own beer. Wish we did. Matter of fact, Brother Will.
Yeah.
That Israelite up there in Kentucky. Yes, we do brew our own beer. Brother Will bought about, what, 3 or 4 kegs?
Yes. We still got one here.
Yes, we do brew our own beer. Brother Will is quickly becoming a master brewer, which we have much respect. And Brother Will, next time I see your ass, you better bring a couple of them kegs down here. Why is Brother Will holding out on us? He done got married and done went incognito on us. Chris, get a hold of Brother Will. And not only that, where is my grandchildren? Where's Teacher Sage's grandchildren? Hot damn! How long we got to wait for babies?
True.
Give us our family! All right, anyway, glory to the King. Hey, I love you all. Y'all keep watching, keep listening. I've been dropping a wealth of knowledge on YouTube and a hell of a lot of knowledge on Patreon. Keep watching, okay? Keep listening, keep learning, keep growing. All right? And We'll get to all that. All right? So at this time, next week, be the Father's will, maybe next week, if not next week, the week after, we'll spend a broadcast reintroducing an old custom. You know what the old custom is? We're spending a whole blog talk radio, the whole broadcast, taking your questions, your calling. How about that? We can get that in a while. The next broadcast we do, you get your questions ready. We will go back to the phone lines, and we will spend the entirety of the broadcast, on your questions, whatever you have. We'll be there. All right, with that said, I want to say glory to the King. Getting ready for Lions Den. We bless each and every last one of you. And thank you all for your offerings, your letter of support. We'll teach you. I promise we are. Go and join Patreon. If you're on YouTube, you look in the description. I put a link down there. Get on Patreon. Because if they dissolve us or get rid of us on YouTube, at least you have a fallback plan. And you may be the only ones or the few. I'm just about at 170,000 subscribers. Should have been at 350,000 subscribers right now. But they've been suppressing old Pastor Dial, and should have been probably more. But hey, go and subscribe. Get over there before they cut me off completely. So I bless y'all. Sweet person is strong and victorious and mighty overcoming name. Of our soon coming King, y'all still almost here. Teach you anything else you want to say? Shabbat Shalom, King coming. The King is coming.
All right, teach. Thank you.